Joining us on NewsWorks tonight to look at the possible impact of these endorsements is WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies. Dave, why do endorsements matter in a campaign like this?
Most of them don't that much. A labor union that can give you significant campaign contributions would really help. But generally, elected officials saying, well, this person's great, is not going to matter that much because you can't transfer your popularity. There are some exceptions.
And you're saying this is one of those exceptions. Why is that?
I think this is historic, and it's because of the racial dimension of Philadelphia mayoral politics. There's a very strong history in mayoral elections here of racial identification in voting. I mean, it's not absolute. There is crossover voting from time to time. But I cannot think of another case in the 32 years I've been covering this stuff in which a white mayoral candidate in a competitive primary against a well-known black mayoral candidate has gotten the endorsement of multiple African-American elected officials. And that's what happened today. I mean, the names that we just heard from Aaron Mozell are recognizable, influential leaders, admittedly from one part of the city, but it's unusual for a core group of African-American leaders to endorse a white candidate over a black candidate in a competitive mayoral primary in Philadelphia.
And there's a number of different ways you can divide up the city. You can do it by race. You can do it by geographic area. In this case, we're talking about leaders from the Northwest. We're talking about African-American leaders. They're political leaders, not religious or union leaders, but still a significant group, you think.
Right. And to be sure, I mean, they all said this wasn't about race. This was about picking the best candidate. But there's no doubt that State Senator Anthony Williams, whose father was a leader of the black independent political movement in this city, sees black voters as a very important constituency. You can see this in the commercials that he's running. And so I think to the extent that this endorsement convinces African-Americans to vote for Jim Kenney or sort of gives permission for white liberal voters to vote for Jim Kenney, I think it could be significant. We'll see how much it actually matters.
So why do you think this group did endorse Kenney over Williams?
Well, I guess one way of looking at that question is why do you see now, after decades of interracial mayoral contests, a large group of African-American officials endorsing a white candidate? One explanation is simply that we've kind of moved beyond racial identification to a degree, and they simply looked at the candidates and made their choice. That's certainly what they say. What I can tell you their detractors are saying is that this is a result of old feuds, that this group in Northwest Philadelphia kind of historically had tensions with African-American leaders in West Philadelphia. I'm also hearing that John Dougherty, the labor union leader of Local 98 of the Electricians Union, has promised financial support to a couple of the elected officials who made these endorsements, in particular Councilwoman Cindy Bass and State Representative Sherelle Parker. I spoke to Cindy Bass. She said that is absolutely untrue. It is completely absurd. She's had no such conversation with Dougherty. But I think you are kind of finding people looking for explanations in personalities and political rivalries in explaining this set of endorsements.
So given the historic significance of this series of endorsements, what do you think Anthony Williams would need to do? Is there another group of prominent officials that he could go after for endorsements that would help sort of even the scales?
Well, I think he'll get a lot of support from African-American elected officials. He already has. But what he's going to have to do is now just wage the campaign and in all the conventional ways that you'd go out and convincing voters to vote for you.
Philadelphia mayor's races tend to fall on these sort of weird years. It's not a presidential campaign year. It's not a gubernatorial election this year. So voter turnout is often expected to be relatively low. Do political endorsements like this help with that sort of thing?
Not so many years ago, mayoral elections in Philadelphia generated huge turnouts. In 2007, that was less so. And this time, we'll see. I think a lot of it just depends upon the kind of the level of excitement among voters, the extent to which candidates are out there advertising and delivering their messages.
Dave Davies is senior reporter at WHYY. Dave, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
My pleasure.